week ago, the specter of U.S. tariffs hung over Mexican imports. Now, President Trump and Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador are both claiming victory. For a reality check, we reached reporter Emily Green in Tapachula, Mexico, on the country's southern border with Guatemala.
Right now, essentially, everybody is waiting for the arrival of the newly formed National Guard. And despite a slew of press conferences, we still have no idea when they're going to arrive. Meanwhile, the flow of migrants has kind of stopped because last week there was a major crackdown on a migrant caravan, and smugglers and migrants have heard of the crackdown. So there's this sort of weird tension in Tapachula where everybody is waiting for something to happen, but in fact, it feels somewhat tranquil.
So the Mexican president kind of stood up to President Trump. How did that play out among Mexicans?
López Obrador is selling this as a victory. And it's true that his poll numbers seem to have gone up, which is kind of saying a lot because López Obrador is already quite popular. But I just want to note, he did give away what seems to be a lot. Let's be clear, they are sending a military force to the southern border to stop migrants. This is new. And also the Mexican government is now going after immigrant rights activists. I talked with Gustavo Mojar. He's a former top immigration official in Mexico. And he says, while this might be a political victory, in the long term, it might not be a good deal for Mexico.
This is a tough lesson for the Mexican government. And I personally think that this event should make Mexico reconsider the way that they are going to be dealing with the Trump administration, because this was a very asymmetric position that the U.S. took.
Mojar is saying that the U.S. took an asymmetric position. It was, you do what we want or else. And Mexico staved off the tariffs, but they are definitely playing ball on the immigration front.
Emily, U.S.-Mexico politics aside, is there any change in how Mexicans feel towards Central American migrants?
Yes, and it's been kind of astonishing to me. I was here last October with a big migrant caravan reporting for The World, and at that time, I saw people lining the streets, giving food to the migrants walking through, and I think there were mixed feelings, but largely supportive. And over the last, I guess it's now about 10 months, support has really eroded. Here in Tapachula, I talked to a woman named Marta. She's a restaurant owner who has seen firsthand the influx of migrants.
Ya no caben, ya no hay. No hay manera de que los apoyemos.
She says there's not enough room for the migrants, and there's not a way for the Mexican people to support them in a meaningful way. She wants to see some mechanism by which Central Americans could apply for a visa from their home country, and says, truthfully, at this juncture, maybe they'd be better off in their home country.
So is this really a political victory for López Obrador?
There's two things going on. There's the politics of it, and there's the substance of it. What's actually at stake? I spoke with Andrew Seeley, he's president of the Migration Policy Institute in Washington, D.C., about the politics and the stakes.
Politically, both Trump came out well with his base and López Obrador came out well with his base. But in terms of policy, both countries lost. The U.S. has damaged its long-term relationship with Mexico. It will be harder to get deals through between the two countries going forward. And frankly, Mexico may end up carrying the burden of Central American migration, you know, some of which has been caused by bad U.S. policies.
So if Mexico carries the burden of Central American migrants, how much will this really cost Mexico?
We don't know. And I think it's safe to say that the price tag will be hefty, at least in terms of dollar signs.
And I'm wondering what it will cost López Obrador. I mean, he's a kind of liberal left politician, and I would think that going after migrants as an issue would cost him politically.
You would think that, but I'm not seeing that on the ground here. Because public sentiment is turning against migrants, it doesn't seem to have cost him very much. In fact, there's this feeling like too many are coming, so they support this crackdown on migrants. Generally speaking, he has been this sort of liberal firebrand, but we have quickly seen that his support for migrants has been perhaps the first thing to go. He is still a pragmatist, and he does not want to jeopardize trade relations with the U.S., and if that comes at the expense of Central American migrants, so be it.
Emily Green speaking to us from Tapachula, Mexico, along the border with Guatemala. Thanks a lot, Emily.
Thank you.
You can read more about shifting public opinion in Mexico about migrants. That's at theworld.org.